The Pastor's Podcast with the Reverend Richard Brunton.
Hello, welcome to the Living Hope Pastor's Podcast today. Today in our podcast, I want to return to the call of God, the call of God upon our lives, the call of God to know Jesus, the call of God to minister and serve the body of Christ and the wider community where God has placed us. And today I want to pick up some more verses from Jeremiah's story, Jeremiah chapter 1, and I want us to look at verse 10. What the Lord says is this. He says, I've set you over nations and over kingdoms, and here's the thing to note, to root out, to pull down, to destroy, to throw down, to build, and to plant. Now, this is a ministry that, in fact, is necessary whatever you do in the body of Christ, whether it's a recognized task or whether it's not, whether it's considered under a heading apostolic, prophetic, pastoral, whatever the heading, these elements are very important. Root out, pull down. Destroy, throw down, strong words. But it is necessary in the body of Christ to speak things that need to be said, to be unafraid, to present what needs to be presented, to confront, to challenge, to question. And Jeremiah was warned, this ministry is what you're being called to do. And of course, and we know from the story of Jeremiah, he did have lots of opposition, thrown into a deep pit once. And, people didn't like what he had to say. But, you know, sometimes you have to clear the ground in order to make something come new. Sometimes you can see builders working quite near to where I live. There's been a house demolished, and this house has been in a bad way for a long time, but slowly it's being brought down. You bring something down like that carefully because you don't want anyone to get hurt. You want to be thorough. You want people, when you start to build, to know that they're building on a very safe foundation. And sometimes it's like that. Sometimes there are churches where there have been certain things going on for years and they've been ignored, and nobody's ever done anything about it. Maybe someone who's behaving in a particularly sinful way has never been corrected. Sometimes there can be ways of doing things that are questionable, perhaps in the keeping of accounts, the way that money is spent. That there can be all sorts of areas, and always we are called in terms of personal sin, to be ruthless. That's what was behind Jesus saying, if your right eye offends you, cut it out. If your right hand offends you, chop it off. There's very much a sense of being ruthless with sin, not playing around with it, not tinkering with it, not just thinking it's a little bit naughty or a little bit bad. We have to sometimes be very strong. And as parents, you know that's necessary, the discipline of your children. But as pastors and leaders in the church, it's ever so important to have that courage. If you see something that you know is wrong, to be able to speak into it. But mercifully, Jeremiah's ministry was not just to have this element, the rooting out, the pulling down, the destroying, the throwing down, getting rid of what was bad, sorting out situations that maybe historically had been there for years. He's also told, I want you to build and to plant. And it's great, clearly, to be involved in that aspect of ministry. Building something new, planting something fresh. This is why sometimes the necessity for a thorough clearing of the ground so that you can build and plant, knowing that what you build and plant will be substantial. You know, Jesus obviously taught us to build on the rock Sometimes it's necessary to look at the foundations of someone's life, the foundation of a church. And sometimes, you know, there can be things that are like seeds. Some churches have been formed out of many other people leaving dissatisfied other situations, and they've come to join this church. Well, sometimes there is the need for forgiveness. There is the need to put things right, not just to storm out of one place and join another. To build means that we have a good foundation to build on. And, you know, sometimes building, again, needs to be carefully done. You need to think about what is it you want to build. I think that a number of us are in churches these days where we need to just look again. Lord, what are you calling me to build today in this particular day and age? And who knows? God may want you to be building something quite different. He may want you to build the best out of the same. To plant. I finish with the thought on planting. What we need when we plant is to plant good seed, and we need to plant into good ground. Well, this is powerful ministry, but may God help you and I to exercise it. Jesus did. He was very keen to point out error, very keen to point out truth and to build again. May he who died and rose for us be the one that we model on in our building of his kingdom. God bless you.
If you'd like to contact Richard, please visit our website at living-hope.org.uk.